from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Mike Florio with the PM team yesterday, love Florio, tapped in, says he think it would be silly if the Steelers start Russell Wilson over Justin Fields. This just in, not from Mike Tomlin's mouth or Omar Khan or Art Rooney II. This just coming from my mouth. It's going to be Russ. Russell Wilson is going to be the starting quarterback. We have our quarterback in with us today. Dorenoff, he'll be back on Monday. Pat, what'd you see out of the QBs? Game number 2 preseason.
So Florio's comments, they echo the national narrative, right? I mean, you said that, and I agree with it. There's an infatuation with Justin Fields. I don't know if there seem to be a dislike, a disdain for Russell Wilson nationally? I mean, it was the whole, like, let's ride thing that people kind of, you know, grew a little tired of him.
Yeah.
And his act, but that seems to have calmed down. He seems to have assumed maybe a little bit of a different mantra in Pittsburgh. But there is an infatuation with Fields, you know, whether it's Lewis Riddick, whether it's Florio, whether it's Dan Orlovsky, a lot of really smart people that know a lot about football that see a lot in Justin Fields. My opinion is different. I see what they see. I see the upside. I also see a few years of that upside not being realized. I saw the same problems in this offense in the last preseason game that I saw the first 3 quarters of last season. They're passive up front. They're not protecting the quarterback. You get sacked 3 times in 4 drives. I mean, that's an issue.
Do you put any of those on Russ?
No. I don't think he had a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, candidly, I watched the Eagles game too, and the same thing happened to Pickett. I mean, it was just like, oh, he's averaging, you know, Russ averaged 4 yards an attempt. 5 yards an attempt. Well, you have to when you can't push the ball down the field because you're getting hit.
That happens a lot in the preseason, too. Like, the deeper into a game you get, and you just see that these teams don't have depth on the offensive line. The problem with the Steelers is that it was their first team line.
It was, and you weren't playing the 85 Bears. I mean, right, you're playing the Bills.
Greg Rousseau had 5 sacks last year.
I mean, it's something to be concerned about, but what I've learned, you know, and recency bias will confirm this, is like, don't read too much into the preseason. I think there's a subconscious part of coordinators and quarterbacks that is different in the preseason too, right? I mean, you're not going to throw, you know, multiple downfield shots where you're taking 7-step drops and hitching twice in the preseason because bad things happen, right? And it's not worth the risk. And if you're a quarterback and you're holding onto the ball and your time clock's starting to tick a little bit and it's like, okay, just dump this thing down. Let's
yes.
get out. Let's get out of here.
Yes.
So I think that, while there's concern about what happened and what transpired, there was also great optimism about what transpired last year, and it did not translate. So hopefully this is somewhere in the middle. I also saw the same things I've seen from Justin Fields, which were the erratic passing and so on. And the reality is, I hear what Mike Florio is saying, but he's painting a perfect picture.
Yes.
Which is, oh, he could break things down and run. Well, listen, if I'm a defense and he's the quarterback, I'm playing you entirely differently. Entirely differently. Because I don't trust that he can read it. I don't trust that he can, if he does read it, deal it and deal it accurately. So I'm going to make you throw the ball. And good defense in the national football, good defenses in football, period, can make you do what you don't want to do repeatedly. And if you're that one-dimensional, it's going to be really hard to win.
To that point, did you see any of the quotes that came out of the joint practice between the Colts and the Bengals?
Yes, I saw. DB couldn't. He just Richardson can't throw.
I mean,
well, it's. And I think this is a. You see Brady's comments about quarterback play and the game itself.
Yes,
it's true, man. Like the translation from college to pro. It is like I've never seen more misses on quarterbacks that I can recall. I mean, you can point to Ryan Leaf, but that look at the quarterbacks that have played right away. You know, for every Lamar Jackson, there's down the line.
Yeah.
Jones, Pickett. I mean, Richardson's a one-trick pony.
Josh Rosen, 1 year. All right.
I mean,
didn't work out.
Look at Zach Wilson, who I guess I saw that Sean Payton's raving about him now. I mean, it's just and Justin Fields is another example of that. Right? He's another example of, and I think they were smart to get him. I think he's a really good backup.
Sure.
And I think he's a guy that if he gets in there and can bust through some of the scar tissue that was built up in Chicago, there might be something there. But don't act like this is a polished pearl that's ready to go. I mean, that's why they got him for what they got him for. And Russell Wilson will be the starting quarterback here, no matter what the national media says.
Agreed. And Justin Fields, I saw the same thing, and I don't have your quarterback eyes. Justin Fields looked like the Justin Fields that Chicago Bears fans said the Steelers were getting. He's running around. He's athletic as hell. He's also doing it against third and fourth string defenses. So it's tough to get the full eval.
Yep.
And then I think anybody that is basing their opinion on the Steelers' offense and basing any opinion on Russ Wilson on game number two of the preseason game had their mind made up that they didn't like Russ coming in. Because, and again, you're our quarterback guy. From where I was sitting, that's as tough an eval as you're going to get. Like, Russ didn't have a shot. You can't take anything from that game.
No, you can't. And that's what's, I think everyone's just kind of grasping at straws here, trying to make... This goes back to why I didn't think Russell should play in the home preseason game. And Arthur Smith, I watched every comment he made.
Yeah.
He's like, he wanted to play. It sounded to me like Arthur Smith didn't want to play.
I heard it exactly the same way.
It goes back to, I'm sitting over there and I'm thinking, there's no upside here. There's no upside to him playing. Other than the fact that he missed the first 2 weeks of training camp and he wants to get reps. Nothing short of four touchdown drives is going to be good enough to quell everything.
Well, and even then, you know what people would have said? Pickett did it last year, and look what that was.
Exactly. So there's no win.
Mm-mm.
And you're not trying to win the court of public opinion right now. You're trying to prepare to win games in September and beyond. I get that. And I also heard Arthur Smith say something that I think I've said before, and he's a hell of a lot smarter with football than me, but I agree with it, is like, you know, you got live bullets in a game and guys react differently. When you got a red jersey on in practice, that's why I always took with a grain of salt. Oh, Fields made this throw in practice. He went 6 of 7 and 7 shots. He did this. He's got a red jersey on. Okay? Players play differently. There are things called instincts that come into play when you can actually get hit. I've been there. And your body reacts different. It's fight or flight. What are those instincts? They're going to take a long time to break. And unfortunately, the only way to break them is to play, and I'm not sure it's going to happen right away for Justin Fields. And if it does happen, I'm not sure that means the Steelers are in a very good spot.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.